glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, you just saw the sequence of Christ's birth and the annunciation to the shepherds to be reenacted in this holy midnight Mass. We started the Mass in darkness, like as you heard yesterday, our dear Jesus was born in lowliness, away from all the attention and busy times of the world, who cared so little about him. So the church was dark, and we could witness this so private and sweet miracle that now Jesus finally is given to us. And then, as the gospel narrative tells us, very soon the word went out that this great event had now taken place. There were some shepherds watching and keeping the night watch over their flock. And since it was night, it was still dark when the events took place. And then suddenly an angel appeared, and the angel was surrounded by the brightness of God's light. So notice that in the beginning of this holy night, there is only one holy angel who gives news to the shepherd. Advent and Christmas time is truly the time of angels. Angel announced the future birth of Saint John the Baptist to his parents. Angel, of course, announced to Mary that she was to become the mother of God. And in his sleep, Joseph also received message from God's angel that what Mary is expecting is from God, the Holy Ghost, and he, Joseph, is the protector and guardian of God himself about to be born. And now, right after the birth of our sweet Savior, again an angel appears during the night to the shepherds who are keeping night watch or vigil. Truly, the shepherds, they were seized with a great fear. After all, apparition of an angel is always something to behold at. But this angel, he told the shepherds not to be afraid, because the angel would not announce some punishment of God, like angels so often did during the old law. No, this angel announced to the shepherds the birth of the Savior, the one who would take away the sins of the world and open the gates of heaven again. And the angel told where this child is, that he is in Bethlehem and is being laid in a manger. What a marvelous sign this was to shepherds and to the world. The little child, our Savior, lying in a manger, poorer than the poorest child. The shepherds, they might have still doubted. After all, the angel just announced them the birth of this wonderful child. Maybe they wouldn't have been so eager to rush to him if this had been the only thing what they saw and heard. But then, as in our midnight Mass, when the lights suddenly were turned on during the Gloria, there was suddenly a multitude of many more and more angels, and they appeared as singing in the glorious light, "Glory to God in the highest." And this is, of course, the Gloria, which we hear singing during Holy Mass, which praises God in heavens in the highest, but also proclaims peace to men on earth, peace to those who have good will and who love God and want to do according to His commandments. Then, after the angels had disappeared, the shepherds said to another that, "Let us go to Bethlehem." It was time of no hesitation. They would follow this glorious calling from God's messengers, the angels, and would be the very first one who would be witnesses of the birth of this sweet child, the Savior of the world. All doubt what might have been in the minds of the shepherds, it had fled. They now believed that God had sent them the message, and they said, "Let us go and see." And they did, and they found the child exactly as the angel had described. And they also believed all the rest, what had been told them about the child, namely that He is the Lord, He is God. They therefore fell on their knees before the manger, and they adored the newborn Savior of the world. And they also told all about the angels to Mary and Joseph. And truly, Mary, Our Lady, she treasured up every word of what the shepherds had seen and heard. And she was confirmed in her own belief that this was the Son of God. Dear faithful, during this holy night, we have been received the message from the angels that expectation is over. Now the Savior is here, and not just Savior who takes away our sins, but He's also the Prince of Peace who brings peace to all men of a good will, all those who love God. So many times in the world, people look for peace from all the wrong places. If we want peace, we must have true contrition and love in our hearts. Contrition for our sins, that we have offended Him, and love to Him because He has loved us so much to send a Savior to us. If we have this peace of mind, this peace in our soul, we will be in peace also here on earth. Because remember, the birth of Jesus went completely unnoticed from the world. The world is too busy within itself to search its Redeemer. But we, to whom He has appeared, we are guaranteed peace. And this peace which we received in this world, it's nothing but the fragile idea of the utmost peace, the peace, the most perfect peace, which we will one day have in heaven. So this Christmas again tells us that we should never think that God has abandoned the world. We should never think that we are doomed to perish in our sins or in the tribulations of this world. No, the birth of Jesus is the greatest showing that God, who is our Creator, is also our Protector and our Redeemer. Even during the lowest moments of mankind in its history, starting from the fall of Adam and Eve, even if God punished a man, He never abandoned him. He, after all the horrible things, how he had been offended, still sent a Savior, his own son, who would show and even outpour his love to earth and to the world. So truly, to God be glory. Our redemption started when Christ was born. That started the new era, the New Testament. And this is why angels send glory to God. He is so powerful. He is so loving. He is almighty. And He is always there for us. He never abandons us, even if we should by misfortune abandon Him. When we have been saved, we have been shown the mercy of a God. We only need to fear His punishment if we don't have repentance. But who could harden His heart in front of the manger, in front of Him, the sweet Savior, who has taken away our sins? When times seem dark, the light of God is shining. He has shown us His love and His mercy, and He, in His great glory, has truly opened the gates of heaven to us, His dear children. Have a blessed and merry Christmas, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.